I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, this is Jorginho. Welcome to this edition of the Arsenal Match Day audio program.
Arsenal versus Chelsea, Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024. Kickoff 8 p.m. The contents. Captain's notes around Arsenal. Player feature, Gabriel Jesus. Women, sustainability. Foundation voice. Community voice. My fave shirt. Academy young gun, Michal Rošek. Around the academy. Visitors, Chelsea. Match action, Arsenal versus Aston Villa. Match action, Bayern Munich versus Arsenal. Teams.
Martin Odegaard, Captain's Notes. The result at Wolves on Saturday was obviously massive for us. We had to respond after the previous two games. It was really tough for us after the Aston Villa and Bayern games. The defeat in the league, then going to Germany and going out of the Champions League was tough. We were all really down and really disappointed after that, and it took a lot of energy from everyone and a lot of commitment to get ourselves back up. We were all down after returning from Germany, but we knew that going into the Wolves game on Sunday, we would go back on top with a win, so that was a massive motivation for us. We wanted to strike back, to make a statement that we're still here. That drove us on. We did brilliantly to do that because Wolves is a difficult place to get a result. To go away again, more travelling and a quick turnaround, it was a tough challenge. But we can be very proud of how we did it and the result we got on Saturday. A lot was said after we lost those two games last week, and you try to shut it out, but you can't ignore it all, so also you need to use it to your own advantage and try to show how together we are. Having to deal with criticism and negativity is a part of football, but you can use that as a motivation. We wanted to show our qualities at the weekend. And going back to the top of the table is a good reminder that we're still doing well. It might not feel like it right now, but in future, I'm convinced we can take the positives from our Champions League run this season. If you look at the recent history of the club, we haven't been there much lately, so we can take those lessons because we made big progress. Obviously, it's a disappointment now, but with time, we'll look at it and build on it, and we're determined to go back to that competition next season and do better. As I said, to bounce back at a difficult place like Wolves was very pleasing. They're an organised side who defend very well, and there were a few similarities with the Bayern Munich game, to be honest. A lot of man-to-man situations, a lot of duels, and I actually think they try to do a lot of the same things in their build-up play. They're a physical side, and it turned into a tough battle, as we expect there. It was a good performance to get the win, keep another clean sheet, and take the 3 points home. I was happy with my goal at the end. I really wanted to get on the score sheet again, and I was trying hard throughout the game, so I was pleased to get there at the end. I heard after the game that it was my 50th goal involvement in the Premier League, so that's really nice to see that milestone. It's a good number, one I'm proud of, but hopefully there are many more to come. So that result on Sunday puts us in good shape going into tonight's game with Chelsea. It's a quick turnaround again, but we're used to that now, When you get into a rhythm like this, it makes it easier to recover. We know we have to take care of the body between games. Rest well, and we'll be ready to go again. This is the last midweek game we have this season. We know we have a bit of time after the game, so we'll give everything once again this evening to get the result. We're playing before the other teams at the top again, and we really want to take advantage of that, because if we can open up a gap at this stage of the season, it could be really important. That's a huge opportunity, and it's enough motivation for us. We know what we're playing for, and it's up to us to get the job done. Chelsea will provide a huge test for us. They're on a long unbeaten run in the league, and to be honest, I don't think their league position tells you much when you see how much quality they have in their squad. We saw again at the weekend against Manchester City in the FA Cup that they can create chances in any game. They gave them a proper fight because they have individual quality all over the pitch. They have a lot of players who are good on transitions and players in good goal-scoring form, so we have to be aware of that. At this stage of the season, though, every single game will be really tough. You have to be right at your best because the games are so important to every team. For us, I don't think we change our mindset whoever we play. The games are so big, and the only way to win is by leaving absolutely everything on the pitch. That's what we'll try to do again today. And of course, we'll need you all right behind us in the stadium to give us the extra energy we need. On behalf of the whole team, I want to thank you all for your brilliant support in Germany and at Wolves last week. We can't wait to be back at the Emirates with you again tonight. We're all hungry for it. So let's make it a special one under the lights.
Around Arsenal, race for the Golden Glove. David Raya is leading the way in this season's race for the Premier League Golden Glove. Awarded to the goalkeeper who keeps the most clean sheets throughout the season, David is currently three ahead of his nearest challenger, Jordan Pickford. Our Spanish stoffer kept his 13th shutout in Saturday's 2-0 win at Wolves, which was also our sixth consecutive away clean sheet in the Premier League, a new club record. He could become the first Arsenal player to win the award since Peter Cech in 2015-16, 16 clean sheets, and just the third since the trophy was launched in 2004-05. Wojciech Szczęsny won it in 2013-14 with 16. Aaron Ramsdale has also kept two clean sheets this season, meaning we have 15 in total from our 33 league games so far, at least five more than any other side. The current top six in the Golden Glove race is David Raya, Arsenal, 13. Jordan Pickford, Everton, 10. Bernd Leno, Fulham, 9. Emiliano Martinez, Aston Villa, 8. Andre Onana, Manchester United, 8. Ederson, Manchester City, 8. 50 up for the skipper. Martin Odegaard has now racked up 50 goal involvements in the Premier League following his injury time strike against Wolves on Saturday. Our skipper has a combined half-century of goals, 31, and assists, 19, in the Premier League from 117 appearances. He is the 20th Arsenal player to bring up the milestone, although he is some way short of Thierry Henry, who leads with 249. Dennis Bergkamp, 181, and Robin van Persie, 135, complete our top three. Gabriel Martinelli is two away from reaching the half-century, with 32 goals and 16 assists in his 123 Premier League appearances. Eddie Nketiah is on 47 goals plus assists combined in all competitions. North London forever. Sir Chips Keswick, February 2nd, 1940 to April 17th, 2024. It is with great sadness that the club report the death of former chairman Sir Chips Keswick. A lifelong Arsenal supporter, he was a regular at Highbury after first standing in the boys' enclosure in 1949 and listed his early heroes as the Compton brothers and Jimmy Logie, but above all goalkeeper and late manager George Swindon. as young Chips was a budding schoolboy keeper himself. But it was in the banking industry Sir Chips made his name, where he was a very senior figure for many years, rising to become chairman of Hambros Bank and also a director of the Bank of England. It was during his successful banking career that he became good friends with our former chairman, Peter Hill Wood, a former vice chairman of Hambros, and Peter recognised that his business acumen, common sense and love of the Gunners would make him an ideal board member at Highbury. He joined the board along with Lord Harris on November 24, 2005, and proved himself to be a clear-thinking, popular and influential presence in the boardroom. And when Peter Hill Wood stepped down as chairman in June 2013, Sir Chips was the natural choice to take up the prestigious position. Sir Chips very much lived the values of Arsenal Football Club and guided the club expertly for the subsequent seven seasons, stepping down in May 2020, shortly after he had celebrated his 80th birthday. During his time as chairman, he oversaw the club's regular participation in the UEFA Champions League and the FA Cup victories of 2017 and 2020, with the latter, fittingly, a successful ending to his very positive association with the club. He also presided over the end of an era, as Arsene Wenger concluded his 22-year career in 2018. The Frenchman, like anyone who worked with him, always had the utmost respect for Sir Chips, who was a hugely supportive, compassionate colleague. Following his retirement, he remained a regular in the director's box to watch the Gunners, always great company and thrilled to meet up with former colleagues and enjoyed a shared passion. Retirement allowed him to spend more time with his beloved family as well as indulge in his other great sporting passion, horse racing. He was a respected owner of numerous racehorses over the years. Sir Chips will be greatly missed by everyone at Arsenal who knew him, and we extend our deepest sympathies to his wife, Lady Sarah, and their children, David, Tobias and Adam. Meet the mascots. Please give a warm welcome to today's mascots, Toby and Icam. Arsenal mascot Toby, aged 8 and from Hornchurch, lists his favourite players as Bukayo Saka, Gabriel Jesus, Gabriel Magalhães. Chelsea mascot Icam is aged 10 and from Northwood. We hope you both enjoy your evening. 5-star supporters clubs. Welcoming supporters clubs to Emirates Stadium on their special match day. Today we welcome fans from Arsenal Bulgaria and Arsenal Mumbai. Our Bulgarian supporters club is celebrating its 20th anniversary and boasts nearly 1,000 members, a number they say is growing by the season. We have branches in 10 of Bulgaria's biggest cities, plus members from Syria, North Macedonia and an Irish professor who writes a column for arsenal-bulgaria.com. They say, "We watch the games together in every city and have an official annual meeting for the election of the managing council and chairman. We also hold a charity women's football tournament, run a blood-giving campaign and have published books. And we have David Hillier, John Lukchik and Alan Smith as special guests for our 20th anniversary. That's quite a turnout." Arsenal Mumbai has more than 550 official members and plenty more followers on social media. What started as a casual group on social media in Mumbai in 2006 turned into the first official supporters club in the country in October 2008. We have members across the country and from other countries such as the UK, US, Australia and other European countries. Our footy meets remain a cornerstone of our engagement. We run football sessions most weekends, and since our inception in 2006, we are on to our 725th weekend football meet on April 21st. We also have up to 20 screenings a season. The club says its highlights include two trips arranged by Arsenal for our kit launches in 2014 and 2017 to meet Freddie Ljungberg and Robert Pires respectively. Lunch with Bobby was one of our best memories, they say. We hope both sets of supporters enjoy tonight's game. Platinum membership. Renewals now open. The atmosphere at Emirates Stadium this season has been electric. A big thank you to you, our supporters, for getting behind the team and bringing the noise every match day. Platinum membership renewals is now open. If you haven't renewed for the 2024/25 season yet, check your inbox for a special message from Declan Rice, along with the unique link to your personalised online renewal hub. There you can review your membership information in full and submit your renewal in just a few simple steps. The deadline to make your initial renewal payment is midday UK on Friday, May the 3rd, 2024. You can also find the Platinum membership team in Highbury and Royal Oak before today's match kicks off if you have any questions or would like help. We look forward to welcoming you back to home to club level at Emirates Stadium in 2024/25 for another incredible season together. Whatever the weather, these streets are our own. Ticket news. Home tickets. Arsenal vs Bournemouth. Premier League. Saturday, May 4th, kick-off, 12:30 p.m. Tickets for this match are on sale to Silver, Canon, Red and Junior Gunner members via the ticket exchange service until 9:30 a.m. on Saturday, May 4th. Arsenal vs Everton, Premier League, Sunday, May 19th, kick-off, 4 p.m. The ballots are now closed for this fixture. Away tickets, Tottenham Hotspur vs Arsenal, Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, Premier League, Sunday, April 28th, kick-off, 2 p.m. Tickets for this match sold out to Gold, Platinum and Travel Club members with 25-plus away points. Manchester United vs Arsenal, Old Trafford, Premier League, Sunday, May 12th, kick-off, 4:30 p.m. Tickets are currently on sale for this match to Gold, Platinum and Travel Club members with 30-plus away points. More NMR shirts for young role models. The No More Red initiative launched in January 2022 with Adidas to support the long-standing work being done by Arsenal in the community to keep young people safe from knife crime and youth violence. Within that, one of the aims was to spotlight the work of people who have made a positive difference. And the latest recipients of our special No More Red shirts today are Sakina and Myrel. Sakina has been a participant on the Arsenal PL Kicks program for over 5 years. She has taken up numerous personal development opportunities and is now studying sports broadcasting and business at the university campus of football business. She recently completed a short course, Radio Broadcasting, with Radio 1 DJ Jeremiah Azimar, who identified her as a top talent for the future. Her dream is to follow in the footsteps of one of her inspirations, Arsenal legend Alex Scott, and build a career in broadcasting. Myrel is a mentor for local community organisation Jigsaw. Having started as a participant, she progressed into becoming a qualified peer mentor and a valued staff member. As one of Jigsaw's lead youth ambassadors, Myrel spearheads and supports various interventions and activities to empower young people. Myrel's dedication to personal and professional growth is evident as she undertakes training to become a supervisor for Jigsaw's HAF holiday program. She is a true role model and without doubt a future community champion. Ref Watch. This evening's referee is Simon Hooper, age 41, from Swindon. He has been a Premier League referee since August 2015 and was promoted to the Select Group 1 in 2018. He has taken charge of 21 Premier League games this season, showing 97 yellow cards at an average of 4.6 per game and 3 reds. His most recent Arsenal game was the 2-1 win at Nottingham Forest in January, a match that brought down his yellow card average as he only showed 1 in the entire game. And my heart will leave you never. Gordon Ferry. It was with great sadness that the club learned of the recent death of former defender Gordon Ferry, aged 80. Originally from Sunderland, Gordon joined us in the summer of 1960, aged 16, as one of our first ever apprentices. He went on to sign professional on January 5th, 1961, and remained at the club until May 7th, 1965. when he left for Leyton Orient. He made 11 first-team appearances, all in 1964-65, and also played more than 200 representative matches for the reserves, youth team and in first-team friendlies. In addition to Orient, he also had a spell in the US with Atlanta Braves and on returning to England, played for and later managed Barnet. Our thoughts are with his wife Diana and children Rob, Louise and Laura. Notice board. Happy 10th birthday, Luca Jander Hill. With lots of love from Mum, Dad and Nico. Happy wedding day, Mr. Michael Flack. The most handsome Arsenal fan I've ever seen. All my love, the new Mrs. Flack. Kiss, kiss, kiss. Happy 26th birthday to Jordan Bradbury Newton. Love, Annabelle and Team T. Kiss, kiss. Happy 80th birthday, Dad. A committed Arsenal supporter since 1952. Love, Leslie, Nell and Andrew. Kiss, kiss. Happy 30th birthday to long-time Arsenal fans Eamon Grehan and Sean Gallagher, who both turned 30 today watching the Gunners. Riley Sr. I hope you have the best day with Mum. Love you lots. Kiss. Whittingham forever, whatever the weather. These kids are our own, and my heart will leave you never. Win, lose or draw. HBD Stephen. Happy birthday, Duncan Rogers. Happy belated 16th birthday to Jason Rogers. Enjoy the game and celebrate with your Arsenal family. Red forever. Kiss. The NW Supporters Club wish. Sean McCallion. A speedy recovery and look forward to him rejoining us to cheer on the Arsenal. Happy 13th birthday, Luke Wheeler. Have a lovely day. With love from your Arsenal family. Kiss, kiss, kiss. Happy birthday, Duncan Rogers, and belated happy 16th birthday to Jason Rogers. Enjoy the match and celebrate your birthdays with the Arsenal family. Always, kiss. Arsenal remembers Steve Page. In loving memory of Steve Page, we are saddened to announce his passing in January. We will all miss him very much. Bobby Thomas. Remembering Bobby Thomas today and always. The best dad, granddad and friend we could have asked for. Forever missing you. Kiss, kiss. Hiran Moda. Husband, father and Guna. You will be greatly missed. Rest in peace. Manas Santan Banerjee. To our beloved dad and passionate Gunner. We miss you. Lots of love from Devrup, Avirup and Dolly. Jason John Lucas. R.I.P. Jason J. A beloved father, son, nephew, cousin and friend, who lit up every room with his beaming smile and infectious energy. Jay loved his football club, and I'm sure he will continue to support and watch from above. Forever in our hearts, gone but never forgotten. Love you, Jay. Kiss. George Casey, 1997 to 2023. 26 years just wasn't long enough. A talented footballer who achieved a professional contract with Stevenage and always dreamt of playing for Arsenal. Always the hero in life, George has given future life to four people, which we hope to find some comfort in down the line. Taken far too soon, but his ambition lives on through at Number 8 Foundation, a charity set up in his memory to raise money for the London Air Ambulance and Critical Care Units. My blood will forever run through the stone.
Gabriel Jesus. The matchday programme caught up with the striker following last week's game against Bayern Munich. Our Brazilian forward has had a frustrating season, but he's never down for long. Here he looks back on his footballing roots, assesses our season and sets out his ambition for this summer and beyond. Gabriel, we're fighting for the title again, but do you think that overall we are stronger than last season? We are building a very good side. From last season to this season, it's a little different how we play, and I can't say if it's better or not, but it's very good. We've improved on the defensive side and we're fighting for the title. Obviously, didn't make it through the Champions League, but it was good to come back after 7 years away, and overall, I think we've improved a lot. I think it has been a good season. Apart from the second half against Aston Villa, the team has been playing well for a long time now, and we now have 6 games, 6 cup finals to go. We just need to focus on each game at a time. What do you think went wrong against Villa? I think we played a very good first half but didn't score, and then the second half wasn't so good. The game changed, and it's different when you're at home because you have to push harder to open more space, and then we conceded when we were trying to score and we're a little bit high up the pitch. After that, you have to push to try to draw or win, and you're even more open. Villa have a good team, and sometimes football is like this. If we'd scored in the first half, the chances are we would win the game. A lot has been made of our form since our trip to Dubai. People think it was some sort of magic moment in Dubai, but it wasn't. I think we focused really hard, played with a smile on our faces, and we started to play really well when we got back. We worked really hard in Dubai, and it was important. How have you dealt with the injuries this season? It's tough. I've loved playing football since I was 3 years old, so being injured is hard. Last season, I think I played my best 6 months before the World Cup when I got my knee injury, and everyone knows what happened after. This season has been tough. I missed pre-season, had surgery again, and then had a couple more injuries. I'm doing my best to help the team and hoping to stay fit so I can do a full pre-season this summer. Then it's a different story. What do you make of how Kai Havertz has settled in? Everyone here knows how important it is to be fit and playing, and Kai has been fit and playing well, scoring goals. The coach believes in him, and that's so important for a player's confidence. It wasn't easy for him at first, but we supported him, and now he's playing with a smile on his face. Describe your relationship with Mikel Arteta. What have you learned from him? I've learned a lot because I've known him for more than 7 years now. Obviously, we had a break of 3 years when he left Manchester City to come to Arsenal before me. I was with him at City for 3 seasons and he did a lot of work with me. Then I came here. He knows me and I know him very well. He's helped me a lot in the past and he's helping me now. What's the secret of the chemistry between you, Bukayo Saka and Gabriel Martinelli? Unfortunately, this season we haven't played together a lot, mainly because of me having some injury problems and then Gabby sometimes as well. It's a shame because last season we were flying together and the connection was really good. We played with a lot of freedom and movement and I hope we can come back and play together more because I think we understand each other on the pitch. Let's talk about some of your teammates, starting with Gabriel Martinelli. What is his best attribute? What is it that makes him a special player? I first met him when I was at a training camp with the national team. Brazil call in young players a lot to help us out and try them out, and I think I first saw him in around 2018-2019. I was like, wow, what a player. This guy can really fly. I followed him after that, and when he came to Arsenal, it was quite a jump from Ituana in Brazil, but he just played his game straight away. On the pitch, everyone knows what he can do. What makes him special is his hunger. He wants to learn, he wants to improve, he wants to play. He's there all the time, asking for the ball, taking on the opposition. He just goes again and again. He gives us a different type of player. Is that combination of hunger and flair a Brazilian trait? 100%. I think not only Brazil, but the Latinos are like this. A lot of the skill comes from playing beach football and on the streets, but we also have that hunger and we want to work hard for our teammates. Gabby is only 22 and he has played at the World Cup on big stages and I hope he carries on working hard and getting better. I hope he doesn't change the way he is now because he is a machine. William Saliba is known for being something of a joker in the dressing room, but it's a different matter on the pitch. How is it for you knowing that he's behind you when you're playing? Everyone knows how good he is, but not only him. He and Gabriel match up perfectly, and I think Gabby has helped him a lot. Off the pitch, he's one of the funniest guys here, but not because he's joking all the time. It's just the way he is. He's very special. How does he compare to the best defenders you've faced? It's hard to play against him. I've never played against him in a match, only in training. But even then it's hard because he's so sharp and hard to beat. We're all working hard to improve, and if he carries on doing that, he can be one of our best, for sure. Arsenal have had great defenders through their history. Can our centre-backs get to the likes of Tony Adams and Sol Campbell? For sure. The way they play together is so important, and defending is hard, especially away from home against top teams. I think they're still getting better and will carry on getting better. How important is the chemistry off the pitch when it comes to fighting together on it? It's so important, not only here but everywhere I've been in my life. It was the same at Palmeiras, where I won the title in my second season, because off the pitch we were together, everyone was happy and helping each other. Even the players who weren't playing were trying to help. The chemistry is so important. If you have just one negative player, the whole mood can change a lot. You need the whole squad to be together. It was the same with City, with the national team, and it's the same here. Going back to your roots, how important was playing football in the streets? Well, that's a good question, because I still have a lot of the street in my football, I think. Most of the time, people don't know what you're going to do with the ball, and I try to create something different. It has helped me a lot right up to today, and I think until I die, I will carry on playing this way. Also, I watch. I have some friends who are still playing in the street, in amateur football. And in Brazil, there are some very good amateur footballers. When I go to Brazil, I love to watch them, and I always play with my friends. They still help me a lot. You grew up with your mother and brothers. How has your mum helped to shape your career? Where I grew up, the way I grew up, she was like an angel for me. Most of the players and their mums were the same. In Brazil, many of our footballers have the same sort of history. They come from poor areas where everyone dreams of being a footballer. Their mums help them a lot and they don't have a father. My history is quite similar to a lot of players in Brazil. And if you ask them, they will say exactly the same. We try to keep our focus on one thing, the football, and not get distracted by bad things. And our mums were always reminding us of that. And that's what I tried to do when I was growing up. Talking of your mum, isn't your telephone goal celebration for her? Yes, I do it for my mum because she made all the difference for me, the way I live my life. She taught me everything. I have three older friends who were almost like my brothers, and if my mum couldn't get me on the phone, she would call them. So we talked about it one day, and I came up with the celebration for her. And then when I was with the national team, they asked me to do it. It's for my mum, but not just for my mum. It's for all the mums who call their sons and can't always get hold of them. You're close to Brazilian legend Ronaldo. Has he helped you on the pitch? So, he's one of my references in football. I grew up watching him, Ronaldinho, Kaká, so for the first time I met him, it was unbelievable for me. From there, we built a very good relationship, and he's a really nice guy. But it's more than just friendship now because we are partners in business. We're very close and I know I can ask him questions whenever I want. Back in the day, he gave me some advice about being a footballer that really helped me, and now it's still the same. Finally, what's your message to the fans as we enter the final few weeks of the season? Please keep supporting us and believing in us, and sometimes, if that doesn't work, keep supporting us. Because football is like this. Sometimes you win, sometimes not. But we are working hard to make the fans happy and we're going in the right direction to fight for titles every season. It doesn't happen straight away. Last year was important, but unfortunately we didn't win. We're fighting again this year, and if we don't win this time, we'll go again next season. That's the most important thing.
Arsenal women. Gunners dismantle Bristol City. We tightened our grip on the Champions League place and kept the pressure on the top two with a crushing 5-0 win over Bristol City at Meadows Park on Sunday, April 14th. A Beth Mead double and an own goal by Ella Powell put the Gunners in complete control in the first half before a second-half brace from Alessia Russo put the seal on a dominant performance. We almost took the lead inside 30 seconds when Stina Blackstenius saw her shot deflected wide for a corner. And although the set piece came to nothing, the first goal duly arrived in 7 minutes. Bristol City gave the ball away deep in their own half to Caitlin Ford, who cut inside and lashed a shot against the near post, only for the ball to rebound kindly across the goal for Meade to fire home. Moments later, we won another corner when Steph Catley had a shot deflected wide, and from the set piece, Victoria Pelova smacked a long-range effort against the crossbar. Kim Little was regularly combining with Ford and Catley, who were causing mayhem down the left, and it was Ford who created another opening when she released Blackstenius, whose fierce drive drew a fine save. Meade was frustrated when she felt she had been brought down, chasing a through ball from Blackstenius, but she wasn't frustrated for long as we worked the ball from right to left and the England forward finished at the second attempt after her first effort was blocked. And things got even worse for the visitors from the restart when Catley's cross took a wicked deflection off Powell to loop in over Fran Bentley's head and make it 3-0. Approaching the hour mark, we made it 4-0 when Russo collected the ball from Little, drove down the centre of the pitch to her right and unleashed an unstoppable shot past Bentley. And it was the England striker who wrapped up the scoring when she dug out a first-time finish from the centre of the box into the bottom corner on 73 minutes to complete a victory that moved the Gunners 9 points ahead of Manchester United on fourth. Laura re-enters the fray. Among the highlights from our victory over Bristol City was the long-awaited return of right-back Laura Weinrother after nearly a year out with an ACL injury. The 25-year-old Austrian replaced Emily Fox in the 81st minute of the 5-0 win, and it was like she had never been away as she bombed forward and came close to setting up a sixth goal. Her dangerous low cross was cleared only as far as Victoria Pelova, who dragged her shot just wide. Laura suffered her injury in the second leg of the Champions League semi-final against Wolfsburg at Emirates Stadium on May 1, 2023, meaning she entered rehab alongside Beth Meade, Viviane Miedema and Leah Williamson last season. The Austrian received a huge ovation from our supporters, and following the match she shared a video message for the Arsenal fans. I just wanted to say a big, big thank you to all of you. You've made this moment very, very special, said Laura. I've been thinking about it a lot the last few weeks, and you couldn't have made it any better for me. Thank you for all the support throughout this whole rehab over the last year. You have been incredible. Thanks for always believing in me, and I'm happy to be here. Head coach Jonas Eidevall paid tribute to the right back's dedication after the game.
Everyone knows that Laura is a 100% kind of person, he said. She brings her best every day, even in tough times when she's injured. Sometimes it might be easy to only focus on yourself, but never Laura. She's always about the team. She's always bringing out the best to the team, and I think that's what you can see from the appreciation that she gets when she's coming on as well. She's a magnificent team player, a really hard-working individual throughout her rehab, and it's really nice for her to be able to return to play.
Laura joined Arsenal from Hoffenheim in January 2022 and has already made 42 appearances before her injury, scoring one goal. Welcome back, Laura. Katie makes the step up. Our academy has produced a host of top-quality players down the years, and the latest graduate took to the pitch as a substitute in the 5-0 win over Bristol City. Congratulations to Katie Reid, who made her Arsenal debut at the age of 17 and looked at home straight away. The England youth defender replaced Leah Williamson on 87 minutes, and having dispossessed Amelie Thestrup at one end, she released Stina Blackstenius with a sensational Leah Williamson-esque pass that split the Bristol City defence. Katie began this season on loan at Championship side Watford, but was recalled as cover for the pregnant Amanda Leachstead, and we hope this is the first of many appearances in red and white. Stina wins.
Congratulations to Stina Blackstenius, our Women's Player of the Month for March. The Swedish forward was on fine form last month. Already our top scorer for the season, she bagged a hat-trick in the 4-0 Continental Cup semi-final win over Aston Villa, scored away to the same opposition in a 3-1 win in the Women's Super League, and topped it all off by netting the winner in the Continental Cup final against Chelsea on March 31st. Walk in her name. We want to say a big well done to everyone who took part in this year's Walk in Her Name. The 100-mile charity walk to raise money for ovarian cancer action in honour of June Mead. The walk has raised more than £11,000 to date this year, which combined with the first one in 2023 adds up to a total of more than £23,000 in just 12 months. But you can still donate via AWSC_walkinhername on Instagram or by scanning the QR code in the program on this page. Teja returns. There was more good news at Meadow Park the weekend before last when 19-year-old defender Teja Goldie was named on the bench for our game against Bristol City following her rehab from an ACL injury she suffered last summer. Teja, who has captained England at youth level and made her Arsenal debut in the FA Cup back in 2021, was desperately unlucky, having already recovered from one ACL injury, which she suffered while on loan at Watford in March 2022.
Sustainability. Arsenal acts. Celebrating Earth Day. April the 22nd is Earth Day. This day, more than any other, gives us an opportunity to stop for a brief moment and reflect on the planet we call home and consider its future in our hands. As a global annual event, Earth Day has long been an important part of the calendar for those who want to try to make changes to their lifestyle and have a positive impact upon our planet. One easy, yet impactful action we can all take is to consider what we eat and where it comes from. The production and transportation of food is responsible for 33% of global carbon emissions, so our choices can make a huge impact. To help supporters make food choices easier, we are excited to trial a new way to provide information on the emissions related to our menus across Emirates Stadium. After working closely with My Emissions, we have teamed up with Delaware North, our catering partner, and are now able to calculate and illustrate the carbon emissions connected to all of our food. The result of these calculations will be shown with a simple traffic light colour scheme, allowing a quick assessment of the food we offer. The system that we have used with My Emissions considers emissions associated with farming, including the use of the land, feed and fertilizers, the processing of the ingredients, packaging, and transportation. My Emissions are constantly looking to improve the data that is being used in the calculations, so we will be able to ensure the information we pass on is as accurate as possible. As well as the introduction of the food emissions labeling, you will hopefully have been enjoying the work that we have been doing to try to reduce our environmental impact. For example, this year we have installed more water dispensers at the Arsenal Academy, finalised plans to replace our old lights at Emirates Stadium, ordered new bins to help with our waste management, continued to work with our academy players to educate them on climate change, maintained our thriving beehives at Sobar Realty Training Centre, where we will soon be welcoming our thousands of wildflowers for them to pollinate very soon. Emirates Stadium General Admission Food. Our menus at Emirates Stadium use the My Emissions rating system, where A is the most environmentally friendly produce and E causes the most harm. Here's a selection of our most emission-friendly options. Boombox Sharing Nachos with Cheese, A. Nachos with cheese, vegetarian, B. Nachos with chili. B. Chicken balti pie. B. Piglet's vegan butternut bean and cheese pie. A. Piglet's vegan rainbow roll. B. British Wicks Manor sausage with onions. B. Half a classic margherita pizza, vegetarian. A. Half an Italian pepperoni pizza. B. Half a mixed grilled veg pizza, vegetarian. A. Falafel kebab, vegetarian. A. Vegan burger and chips. A. Chips with house seasoning, vegetarian. A. The Neem Cup. The football teams we support in Kenya, the Boer Lions and Boer Lionesses, took part in the region's annual Neem Cup competition last week and came close to a double. The competition not only promotes football, but also tree planting, which takes place throughout the tournament alongside the action on the pitch. In the men's tournament, the Boer Lions drew 0-0 with Zamalek, which meant they finished second behind Boda Boda United. After the men's matches, there was a pause for tree planting, with youngsters educated as to the importance of planting new trees in the region. More than 1,500 seedlings were planted during the tournament in and around the Arsenal Forest area. The women's competition then took place in the evening, and our Boer Lionesses claimed the trophy after a 2-0 win over Singwaya Ladies, thanks to an own goal and a sweet free kick from Pendo Jeffwa. The Neem Cup is becoming bigger every year, and that's partly to do with the close ties the competition has with Arsenal Football Club. Each year, there is more community engagement and more associated planting of neem. It's an object lesson in how to leverage prestige by association to facilitate an impact on sustainability. In fact, the organisers are planning to expand the cup and include an under-19 tournament in the next competition. We'd better fly out some more kit. Be a part of the Arsenal Forest. For more on the project and to buy your own trees for just £1 each, scan the QR code in the hard copy of your programme.
Foundation Voice. Arsenal Acts. The Arsenal Foundation has helped to fund Intune FC, a local football club supported by Cycling Club Hackney, for people suffering from isolation or mental health issues. Co-founder Michelle Binney tells us about it. I've learned it's better to keep busy. I had some personal matters to sort out around my mental health, and since then I've been filling my week with volunteering, study, my church group and hobbies, of which music and playing football are my favourites. The idea for the club came about in October 2020, during the second COVID lockdown. My occupational therapist referred me to Keir Appley, an NHS-registered sports coach. He's the general manager of Cycling Club Hackney, and now the volunteer lead for our football club. The idea was for me to try out cycling for my active recovery, but I told Keir that I prefer football and music to cycling, so we agreed to switch to playing football. Then we founded Intune FC, ITFC. Currently we have two adult teams, male and female. We've been participating in the North West London Mental Health League, Middlesex FA, and more recently we've joined the Inclusion League based in Haringey. We play friendlies with similar groups, which is good fun, and on May 4th, some of our players are going to take part in a tournament in Paris. Socially, we sometimes meet at one of our kit sponsors, the Little Wonder Cafe opposite the Emirates, and at the Arsenal Hub. We also have support from the Hare E2 Sports Bar in Bethnal Green, a good place for the Premier League matches, especially Arsenal's. Our training sessions are on Thursdays at the Arsenal Hub and Monday nights with Sporting Hackney FC. Most, if not all of our players, have experienced some kind of mental health difficulty. I know that ITFC is a positive force, not just by being a football club, but one that welcomes all players so they feel valued and listened to. We're aware that we're a small group, but have a keen sense of purpose. Part of this is to play football with a balanced mindset and realistic view of where we are. Doing grassroots, inclusive community development football. It isn't just about winning for us, because we've won big already just by being out there. To prevent one person from becoming hospitalised is huge, and something ITFC has had a hand in more than once. In the future, we dream of becoming even more effective, and we're seeking funds for the necessary qualifications and a suitable training base to do this. ITFC aims to begin coaching youth football, especially for young people experiencing isolation and in need of some motivation. The Arsenal Foundation has helped ITFC with a grant that has enabled key staff to give up their own work time to manage things and ensure our league participation. The money has also gone towards pitch hire. We really appreciate the help from the Arsenal Foundation and are proud to be a part of the story out in the community. North London forever. For more information, email info@intunefc.co.uk or follow @intune_fc on Instagram, where you'll find a link to the club's Just Giving page. Any donations to help with their ambition to coach young people are gratefully received.
Community Voice. Arsenal Acts. Programme. Arsenal in the Community and Camden and Islington NHS Foundation Trust. Weekly participants, 40. Available to adults under the Camden and Islington NHS Foundation Trust. Sessions, Monday and Friday at the Arsenal Hub. For more information, contact Accessibility Coordinator lhoward@arsenal.co.uk. Arsenal in the Community have been working in partnership with the C&I NHS Foundation Trust for the last 14 years on a programme running twice weekly. The purpose of the programme is to engage adults who are being treated by the Trust in positive sessions based around football and exercise. The group also provides a relaxed setting which offers support, progression and personal growth. As well as the physical benefits of taking part in regular exercise, there are also significant benefits to participants' mental health through being part of the group. Over the past 14 years, the consistency of delivery has been key to the project's success, running 50 weeks per year, ensuring a strong relationship between the club, the trust, and the clients involved, with some members of the cohort having engaged in the activity for several years. Last week, the Camden and Islington Mental Health Foundation Trust opened a new building in Islington. The facility will provide counselling and treatment services and spaces for local residents who are engaging with the Trust, with the opening of the site being attended by Arsenal legend and World Cup winner Per Mertesacker. Luke Howard, our accessibility coordinator, who works closely with the group, said, "The relationship with the participants is really important to us. Whatever the weather, we have a strong group of players coming all year round. This shows us the value of the group and it's something we cherish."
My fave shirt. Supporters tell us about an Arsenal shirt they hold in particular affection. Sarah Ayling is 35. And although originally from Essex, she now lives in South London. Her favourite shirt is a golden one from nearly a decade ago. "I've been an Arsenal fan for as long as I can remember, since birth in fact, so before I can remember, and I've been a season ticket holder since 2021. I have many favourite shirts, but one that really stands out in my collection is the 2015/16 Puma away shirt. This was our second season with Puma, and it's something a little different to our traditional away colours. Personally, I don't think you can go wrong with a bit of gold. This was only the second time we'd had a gold shirt, and that gold Sega shirt is a classic. This shirt looks so clean, a brilliantly simple diamond design with navy sleeves and trim. It's a great colour combination. I associate the shirt with a few players, particularly Alexis Sanchez, Mesut Ozil, Olivier Giroud and Santi Cazorla. The standout player this season for me was Ozil, who was back to his best with 19 assists and 144 chances created. His vision and ability to see passes that nobody else would even think of was incredible. One match that comes to mind from that season is our trip to Crystal Palace in August 2015, which was one of the few away matches I've been lucky enough to attend. We started strongly and had several shots blocked early on before Giroud made the breakthrough. A superb scissor kick when the ball was going behind him. He showed beautiful technique to keep his balance and hit such a sweet strike. We ended up winning 2-1, thanks to a second-half own goal after Palace had levelled. It was a fantastic day and great result. It was a roller coaster of a season. It started with a loss at home to West Ham United, and then we failed to pick up points in the first two Champions League group stage matches. We rallied to be top of the league by the end of December, but that was followed by a tough few months as we slipped back, before eventually rallying to finish second in the league behind surprise title winners Leicester City. This shirt was actually a birthday present, but I generally buy the shirts direct from the armoury. I usually get at least one shirt a season, although that changed over the last few years. My collection is growing all the time. Did you know? We topped the table for a total of 6 weeks in 2015/16. In October and then from late December through to mid-January, but dropped as low as fourth before rallying to finish second, 10 points behind Leicester City. We were also unable to make it a hat-trick of FA Cups, as our defence of the trophy ended with a 2-1 home defeat to Watford in the sixth round. We did win the Community Shield, though, with Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain netting the winner against Chelsea. Olivier Giroud was our top scorer in 2015/16, netting 24 goals in total and 16 in the Premier League. Are you a shirt collector? If you share an interest in collecting Arsenal kits, there is an Arsenal shirt collectors group of over 3,500 members worldwide who buy, sell and swap Arsenal kit from all seasons. All welcome. You can find them on Twitter at @shirt_Arsenal or Facebook www.facebook.com/groups/98620242461.
Academy Young Gun, Michel Roszak. The Basics. Born Białogard, Poland, 12th of the 10th, 2005. Joined 15th of the 5th, 2018. Height and weight, 5 foot 11, 76 kilograms. Position, central defensive midfielder, right back. Boots, Adidas Predator. Number, 92. Rate yourself out of 100. Pace, 80. Dribbling, 80. Passing, 90. Shooting, 85. Defending, 84. Physical, 80. I first got into football by watching my dad, who played for the local team. His coach, who was also his friend, encouraged me to start playing and practice my skills, like doing kick-ups. I must have been around 6 or 7 at the time. When I was younger, Cristiano Ronaldo was who I looked up to, especially during his time at Real Madrid. He was sensational. I began my football journey in Poland, playing in the Sunday League. My first local team was a small Polish team called Glatz Tykowo in my hometown in the northwest part of Poland, right near the sea. After that, I joined the academy of a small team called Kolwice Kolobrzeg. Seeking better opportunities, my parents brought our family to England in 2016 when I was 10. We initially settled in Croydon, staying with my uncle, before moving around London, eventually finding our home in Enfield, where we've been for 2 years. My move to Arsenal happened unexpectedly during a district school game at Cobham, where an Arsenal scout spotted me. After getting my mum's number, the conversations began, leading to a trial at Arsenal's Hale End Academy.
Despite getting chicken pox during the trial, which extended it to 7 weeks, joining Arsenal was a dream come true for me, given the incredible facilities compared to what I was used to. My earliest memory at Arsenal was playing my first game, an away match against West Brom, where we had to wear their old kit due to our kit being forgotten. Although it felt weird to wear the shirts, we won and I scored 2 goals, and one of them from the halfway line. So I'll never forget that, a perfect start to my Arsenal journey. A few years later, I received my scholarship, which meant I would now be training at Sober Realty Training Centre. That was an amazing feeling. Then, just last year, I got my professional contract, which was an even better feeling. I got the news from Per Mertesacker when I was away at training camp for the Poland national team, and I just couldn't believe it. It seemed unreal. Since I've come to Sober Realty Training Centre, I've trained with the first team a number of times, and it's a massive leap in intensity. Unlike under 21 football, where you might get away with certain mistakes, the margin for error in the first team training is minimal. The tempo is fast, and you're quickly exposed if you're not sharp. Plus, adapting to different positions like right back and centre midfield has been challenging yet rewarding, especially when you get encouragement from Mikel during first team training sessions. This season has been positive. I've scored 6 goals, with 4 of them coming from free kicks. People always ask me what I do, but honestly, it's just practicing a lot, and having the mindset that I'll score every time I step up is crucial. Despite the disappointment of losing the FA Cup Youth Final last season, the journey was unforgettable. Scoring crucial goals, including a late winner against Cambridge and a free kick in the semi-final, were standout moments. Playing at Emirates Stadium 3 times is an experience I'll cherish forever. Those memories will last a lifetime.
Around the Academy. Gunners' comeback stuns Seagulls. Jack Wilshere praised his young Gunners after they staged a remarkable comeback from 2 goals down to secure their 3rd win in 4 games in a thrilling 5-3 victory away to Brighton and Hove Albion on Tuesday, April the 9th. Despite facing an early setback by conceding 2 goals within 7 minutes, Arsenal's youngsters displayed great determination. The team embarked on a sensational scoring spree with goals from Louis Copley, Mikel Rosiak and a brace from Chido Martin Obi, propelling them to a 4-2 lead at half-time. The hosts pulled one back early in the second half, but Andre Anousse's first goal at under-18s level clinched a memorable win. Wilshere emphasised the importance of being switched on. Firstly, they need to be ready from the first minute of the game, he said. We put ourselves in a tough spot by falling behind 2-0, but when you have pace, quality and character, you can find a way back into a match, and we showed that today. Wilshere was also full of praise for Martin Obi's performance. He's getting better and better, but he needs to maintain his progress and continue to train hard, he commented. It's important to remember that he's still a schoolboy, but he plays like a man. As he transitions to being here full-time, we hope to see him continue to develop. Looking ahead to the upcoming match against West Ham, Wilshere highlighted the importance of rest. We need to recover well for the West Ham game, he remarked. It will be our 3rd match this week, so the players will need to dig deep. West Ham is always a big fixture for us, so we must be prepared when Saturday arrives. Loan watch. In the Championship, Brooke Norton Cuffey helped Millwall to back-to-back wins last week, initially coming on in the 89th minute of Tuesday's 1-0 win at home to Leicester City. The fullback was then introduced in the 84th minute of Saturday's 3-1 win at home to Cardiff City and assisted the final goal of the game, scored by Duncan Watmore, by winning the ball on the right wing and putting a cross into the box. Overseas, striker Mika Beerith played 79 minutes of SK Sturm Graz's 3-1 win away to TSV Hartberg on Sunday. Sturm Graz are now second in Group A of the Austrian Bundesliga playoffs, level on points with Red Bull Salzburg at the top. Arsenal hammer West Ham. The Gunners kept their shooting boots on, and under-18s head coach Jack Wilshere was understandably delighted as his charges stormed to an 8-1 win at West Ham United on Saturday, April the 13th. Chido Martin Obi's remarkable 5-goal haul, complemented by a brace from Osman Kamara and a goal from Dan Casey, propelled us to a resounding victory in East London. I'm delighted with the performance, especially out of possession. I thought our press was exceptional, said Wilshere. We starved them of the ball, won it back in dangerous areas, and capitalised on our chances. In possession, we could have been sharper, but I emphasised to the players that bringing energy, passion, pride, and the desire to win every duel and dominate your opponent is what truly matters. Today, we reap the rewards of that mindset. The boss also commended his team's progress in refining their pressing style, particularly over the past few weeks, during which they've secured 4 victories out of their last 5 games. He highlighted the inspiration drawn from observing the aggression of the first team's press and their efforts to replicate it to the best of their ability. We watch our first team and we see how aggressive they are with their press, and we try to emulate that the best we can. We make a few tweaks as we've got different personnel and body types. But I must give massive credit to my assistant, Adam Birchall. He works tirelessly to find new solutions with the press and trains it with the players. And I think that win today is down to the hard work he has put in this season and last season. Once again, Wilshere spoke highly of Martin Obi's outstanding performance. The striker has now scored 20 league goals this season, with an impressive 16 of those goals coming in the last 5 games. He was unbelievable again, and I'm proud of the whole club, with him, the coaches at Hale End, and everyone. The work that they have put into his development goes unseen. Chido has improved so much. His hold-up play, playing back to goal, and the way he links and presses have improved massively. Gunners feature for England under-16s. A number of our academy players got a taste of international football with England under-16s the weekend before last. Max Dowman, Owen Asamota, Jack Porter, Theo Julien and Brando Bailey-Joseph all featured across 2 friendly fixtures against Italy and Belgium, held at St George's Park and in Murcia, Spain, respectively. The Young Lions secured a hard-fought 2-1 victory over Italy before losing 2-1 to Belgium in the second game, despite a spirited late rally. Under-21s fall to Villa. Our under-21s were beaten 5-3 at home to Aston Villa in Premier League 2 Division 1 on Monday, April the 15th. Despite taking the lead early on in the game, the visitors fought back to lead 5-1 before 2 late goals from Ethan Enwanery made the scoreline more respectable. I felt like we started the game well, said head coach Mehmet Ali. We went 1-0 up, we had good momentum, we had another couple of opportunities. But if you give teams opportunities like we did, they're going to punish you. Aston Villa showed resilience because we started better, but they kept going, got their goals, and then we were chasing the game. Credit to our boys because we kept going, but when that happens, you're always likely to concede, maybe from a transition, and that's what happened as the second half went on, but we didn't quit. We carried on going, which was good to see. But, overall, if you give away goals like we did, you don't deserve to win the game. We have 2 away games up next to finish the Premier League 2 season before a playoff match, and Ali will be looking for the team to learn from this game. We'll reflect and look at where we went wrong and how we can improve, he said. There were some positive individual performances, but ultimately it wasn't good enough as a team. Enwanui's brace won a beautiful curling strike into the top corner, and the other a tap-in after a brilliant team move, took him up to 10 goals in 11 PL2 games. Ethan's got a very ruthless streak in him when it comes to scoring goals, Ali said. He's got very good finishing, which he's shown at under-21s level, which is really pleasing. He also needs to look at what he can do to improve and aspire to get into our first team. Alexei joins Rocky 7 podcast. On Thursday, April the 11th, Alexei Rojas Fedoroshenko joined more than 20 young people from our Rocky 7 program at Emirates Stadium to record a podcast. Rocky 7, established in 2021 to mark the 20th anniversary of the passing of Arsenal legend David Rocastle, is an Arsenal in the Community initiative that seeks to engage young people through sport and provide off-pitch support, helping young people acquire qualifications, express their views, and contribute to their communities. In a special edition, Academy goalkeeper Alexei joined one of the groups for their podcast. He shared insights into how he manages his education alongside his career and offered advice on coping with the mental challenges of being a goalkeeper at Arsenal. Arsenal under-15s star in the USA. The MLS Generation Adidas Cup provided a great platform for the under-14 to under-15 mix of our talented players at the IMG Academy in Bradenton, Florida. Featuring 40 teams from around the globe, including MLS, South American and European teams, the tournament showcased a new generation of young footballers. In the group stages, our team delivered impressive performances, securing victories against New England Revolution and Minnesota United, and holding Orlando City to a draw. Entering the knockout stages, a 5-1 win over St. Louis City SC in the round of 16 showcased our attacking prowess, with goals from Bowen Phillips, Josh Tejo, Jaden Ober, Cal Merrin, and Sorab Sampang. Although we faced a setback in the quarterfinals with a draw against Toronto FC and subsequent elimination in the penalty shootout, our players concluded the tournament on a high note with victories against Inter Miami and DC United in the consolidation games. Phillips, Tejo, Ober, and Marley Salmon were all named in the team of the tournament. Arsenal under-15's head coach Josh Smith said, "I'm extremely proud of the effort from both players and staff over the challenging 12 days. It's always important to showcase what the club represents when we travel and play abroad. We were able to perform on the pitch with some outstanding individual performances and collectively as a team across the tour. Overall, it was a fantastic learning experience that everybody will grow from, both on and off the pitch."
The visitors, Chelsea. Tonight's visitors, formed 1905. Stadium, Stamford Bridge, since 1905. Capacity, 40,343. Owner, Blue Co. Honours, League Champions, 1954-55, 2004-05, 2005-06, 2009-10, 2014-15, 2016-17. Second Tier Champions, 1983-84, 1988-89. FA Cup winners, 1970, 1997, 2000, 2007, 2009, 2010, 2012, 2018. League Cup winners, 1965, 1998, 2005, 2007, 2015. Community Shield winners, 1955, 2000, 2005, 2009. Champions League winners, 2011-12, 2020-21. Europa League winners 2012-13, 2018-19. European Cup winners, 1970-71, 1997-98. UEFA Super Cup winners, 1998-2021. World Club Cup winners, 2021. Most appearances, Ron Harris, 1961-1980, 795. Most goals, Frank Lampard, 2001-14, 211. Famous fans, Sir Michael Caine, actor, Jeremy Clarkson, journalist, John Major, politician, Damon Albarn, musician. Chelsea visit Emirates Stadium this evening on a run of 8 matches undefeated in the Premier League, during which they have scored 23 goals. Their latest offering a 6-0 hammering of Everton at Stamford Bridge 8 days ago that featured a 4-goal salvo from the man of the moment, Cole Palmer. It is the West London side's most consistent run of the season and has revived their hopes of qualifying for Europe after a stuttering start to life under Mauricio Pochettino. At the time of writing, ahead of last Saturday's semi-final against Manchester City at Wembley, those hopes included a potential pathway into the Europa League via winning the FA Cup. But defeat will leave them relying on their final league position. Victory would mean the Blues remain unbeaten since they conceded a late extra-time winner to Liverpool in February's Carabao Cup final. Significant progress in the two domestic cup competitions has been welcome in a campaign that has not featured European football. Only the second season this century in which Chelsea have been absent from continental competition, and has drawn widespread criticism for lack of progress in the Premier League, despite major investment in the playing staff under new owner Todd Boehly. It is only 3 seasons ago that Chelsea were crowned Kings of Europe for the second time following their 1-0 win over Manchester City in the 2021 Champions League final, courtesy of Kai Havertz's winner in Porto. The last of their 5 Premier League titles came in 2016-17 under Antonio Conte, and last season, the bulk of it under Graham Potter, they finished 12th, their lowest placing since 1993-94. For much of the first half of 2023-24, it looked as if a similar fate was in store. But since Christmas, Chelsea's record in the Premier League is 1-7, drawn 4, lost 2. Their only away defeat during that time coming against Liverpool at Anfield, 1-4. They have drawn all of their last 3 on the road, and although the most recent was a disappointment, as they conceded a late equaliser at lowly Sheffield United, 2-2, Chelsea's recent results and performances as a whole suggest they are heading in the right direction. Mauricio Pochettino, head coach, born 2nd of March 1972, Murphy, Argentina. Previously, Espanyol, 2009-2012, Southampton, 2013-2014, Tottenham, 2014-2019, Paris Saint-Germain, 2021-2022. Mauricio ended a year sabbatical when he was appointed as Chelsea's new head coach last summer. It brought a return to the Premier League for the ex-Argentina defender who managed Tottenham from May 2014 to November 2019, winning no trophies but taking the club to runners-up placings in the League Cup 2014-15, Premier League 2016-17, and Champions League 2018-19. He did deliver a French Cup and Liga 1 title in a subsequent 18-month spell at Paris Saint-Germain, however, before leaving the Parc des Princes in July 2022. Number 28, Jorge Petrovic, goalkeeper, born Požarevac, Serbia, 8th of October 1999. Previously, Kukariki, IMT, loan, New England Revolution. Signed under the radar last summer from MLS side New England Revolution, Jorge took over in goal when Robert Sanchez got injured in December and has retained his place, starting all of Chelsea's last 15 Premier League matches. Famed for his penalty saving in the USA, the Serbia international featured in the MLS All-Stars game against Arsenal in Washington, D.C. last summer. Number 6. Thiago Silva, centre-back, born Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, 22nd of September 1984. Previously, RS Futebol, Juventude, Porto B, Dinamo Moscow, loan, Fluminense, AC Milan, PSG. Recruited in August 2020, Thiago was brought in to add experience to a youthful team and, now 39, has proved a shrewd buy, scooping Chelsea's Player of the Year award last season. He won 18 domestic trophies during 8 years at Paris Saint-Germain and also led Brazil to victories in the 2013 Confederations Cup and 2019 Copa America, as well as appearing in 4 World Cups. Number 27. Malo Gusto, centre-back. Born Dessine Charpieu, France, 19th of May 2003. Previously, Lyon. A youth academy graduate of Lyon, Malo made 53 Liga 1 appearances for his local club before moving to Chelsea as a France under-21 international last summer. His development at Stamford Bridge, where he has lived up to his surname with a string of effervescent fullback displays, has elevated him to senior international status for Les Bleus, with a potential Euro 2024 call-up now on the horizon. Number 25. Moises Caicedo, central midfield. Born Santo Domingo, Ecuador, 2nd of November 2001. Previously, Independiente del Valle, Brighton, Beerschot, loan. Moises joined Chelsea last summer for a reported English transfer record, eclipsing that of another £100 million-plus signing midfield partner Enzo Fernandez. The 22-year-old enjoyed a colossal 2022-23 season with Brighton, having made his Seagulls Premier League debut here at Emirates Stadium the previous April. A mainstay for Ecuador, he started all 3 games at the 2022 World Cup, scoring 1 goal. Number 23, Conor Gallagher, central midfield, born Epsom, 6th of February 2000. Previously, Charlton, loan, Swansea, loan, West Brom, loan, Crystal Palace, loan. Dispatched on loan to 4 different clubs, including West Brom and Crystal Palace in the Premier League, Conor finally made the grade at Chelsea, his schoolboy club, last season, and has skippered the side for much of this campaign. A versatile central midfielder with 12 senior England caps, the 24-year-old scored his first 2 league goals this season in a 3-1 win at Palace in February. Number 10. Mykhailo Mudryk, central midfield. Born Krasnorad, Ukraine, 5th of January 2001. Previously, Shakhtar Donetsk, Arsenal Kiev, loan, Desna Cherniva, loan. Mykhailo became the most expensive Ukrainian footballer ever when he joined Chelsea in January 2023 from Shakhtar Donetsk. The speedy winger has blown hot and cold so far at Stamford Bridge, scoring his first Premier League goal in the 2-2 draw against Arsenal in October. A national teammate of Oleksandr Zinchenko, he struck the late playoff winner against Iceland that took Ukraine to Euro 2024. Number 20. Cole Palmer, centre-forward. Born Manchester, 6th of May 2002. Previously, Manchester City. One of the transfers of the season, Cole left hometown club Manchester City for Chelsea last summer for what now looks a bargain £40 million fee. The gifted left-footer made only a peripheral contribution to City's 2022-23 treble triumph and scored no Premier League goals for them. He now has 20 for Chelsea, half of that tally coming in his last 5 games, enhancing his chance of an England call-up for Euro 2024. Number 15, Nicholas Jackson, centre-forward, born Djibonka, Senegal, 20th of June 2001. Previously, Casa Sports, Villarreal, Mirandes, loan. Senegal international Nicolas was signed on a long-term contract last summer after notching 12 goals in La Liga for Villarreal in 2022-23. He made it 10 in the Premier League for Chelsea in last week's 6-0 rout of Everton. Though the highlight of the 22-year-old striker's up-and-down debut season in England came at Tottenham Hotspur in November when he scored a hat-trick in a 4-1 win. 2023-2024 Stat Pack, Premier League. Match facts and total cards. Arsenal. Arsenal have lost just one of their last 8 Premier League games against Chelsea. 1-5, drawn 2. Their 4-game unbeaten run is their longest against the Blues in the league since the 19 games from 1995 to 2005. Yellow cards, 49. Red cards, 2. Chelsea. Chelsea lost this exact fixture 3-1 last season. They've not lost consecutive Premier League away games against Arsenal since a run of 3 between December 2001 and October 2003. Yellow cards, 90. Red cards, 3. Goals. Arsenal, 75. Chelsea, 61. Expected goals. Arsenal, 63.9. Chelsea, 61.4. Goals conceded. Arsenal, 26. Chelsea, 52. Expected goals against. Arsenal, 22.6. Chelsea, 46.9. Clean sheets. Arsenal, 14. Chelsea, 6. Shots. Arsenal, 535. Chelsea, 438. Average possession. Arsenal, 59.8%. Chelsea, 59.2%. Shot conversion rate, Arsenal 14%, Chelsea 13.9%. Points gained after trailing, Arsenal 8, Chelsea 15. Points dropped after leading, Arsenal 9, Chelsea 15. Goal times, Arsenal 0-15 minutes, scored 10, conceded 4. 16-30 minutes, scored 11, conceded 4. 31-45 minutes, scored 13, conceded 3. 46-60 minutes, scored 11, conceded 7. 61-75 minutes, scored 13, conceded 1. 76-90 minutes, scored 17, conceded 7. Chelsea, 0-15 minutes, scored 7, conceded 4. 16-30 minutes, scored 12, conceded 6. 31-45 minutes, scored 11, conceded 9. 46-60 minutes, scored 5, conceded 9. 61-75 minutes, scored 12, conceded 7. 76-90 minutes, scored 14, conceded 17. Data excludes games played after April 18th. Powered by EA Sports. Premier League, Opta, official data. Scouting report. Text, Adrian Clark. Tactics. Mauricio Pochettino dabbled with a back three early on this season, but has since settled on a consistent 4-2-3-1 formation. As with all teams managed by the experienced Argentine, Chelsea's players are asked to press with aggression, and, on the ball, they are encouraged to take control. Averaging more than 59% of possession, the Blues make plenty of short passes through the lines, with the aim of isolating their forwards with opposition defenders. Style of play. Chelsea like to use attacking fullbacks who will help them create 2v1s down the wings. On the left, Ben Chilwell or Mark Cucurella fly forward at will, and it is a similar story with Malo Gusto down the right. They certainly view attack as the best form of defence. Failing to keep a clean sheet against any top half side shows they are yet to find a robust tactical formula, but their positive style means they always pose danger at the other end of the pitch. Taking a front foot approach whenever possible, Pochettino's side have scored in 11 of 12 matches against the top 8. Strengths. Chelsea's right-hand side has been excellent in recent months, with Gusto and Cole Palmer both major contributors to Chelsea's goal column. Both youngsters have energy and quality so they will need to be shackled closely. Through balls are another strength. They rank highest in the division in this department, thanks mainly to the vision of Enzo Fernandez and Palmer, who make the bulk of those incisive passes. Chelsea are also a clinical outfit. 10 sides have had more shots than the Blues this term, but they have been less wasteful than most. When you discount blocks, the West Londoners have a conversion rate of 18.77%, which is only bettered by Newcastle United, Arsenal and Aston Villa. Weaknesses. Mauricio Pochettino has confessed that his group of players are still finding their way as a team, yet to develop a consistent tactical identity and more reliant on talented individuals than many other top-flight sides, Chelsea are a work in progress. Tracking runners has been an issue in recent weeks, with a string of concessions featuring opponents running off Chelsea markers. Their defensive resilience inside the box has also been questioned, with several strikes against them highlighting hesitant decision-making. A lot of Chelsea's play between both boxes is good, but they do have a lack of Premier League experience at both ends of the pitch. Goalkeeper Jordi Petrovic and striker Nicholas Jackson have had mixed success in their debut seasons in English football. Key man. Chelsea's summer signing from Manchester City is favourite to land this season's Young Player of the Year award, scoring more than 20 goals during the campaign. Palmer's current form is nothing short of sensational. He bagged a hat-trick against Manchester United at Stamford Bridge before netting 4 goals at home to Everton. Clinical, creative and confident, he has almost single-handedly carried his side at times this term. The 21-year-old can play as a central number 10 or drift in from the right side of Chelsea's forward line. He has a knack of timing his runs into the box to perfection. Once there, Palmer's lethal left foot, responsible for more than 3/4 of his goals, is always a dangerous weapon. Conceding a penalty kick would also be bad news for us this evening. Ice-cool Palmer boasts a perfect 100% record from the spot.
Match action. Premier League, Sunday, April 14th, 2024, 4:30 p.m. Emirates Stadium. Arsenal 0, Aston Villa 2. Key moments. 39 minutes, Watkins hits the inside of the post. 40, Martinez saves well from Trossard. 62, Tielemans hits the bar and the post. 84, Bailey slides home at the far post. 87, Watkins adds a late second on the counter. Match facts. This was our first Premier League defeat in 2024. There were 21 shots in the first half of this game, 14 by Arsenal, 7 by Aston Villa, with only Man City versus Brentford in February, 22, seeing more first-half attempts without a goal being produced in a Premier League match this season. This was William Saliba's 43rd start of the season, the most for any outfield player for a Premier League team across all competitions in 2023-24. Quotes, Declan Rice. Gutted, disappointed. We've obviously lost a massive game, but also it's time for a reaction. We've been on such an amazing run since January, won so many football matches, got ourselves back into an unbelievable position after being written off at Christmas.
Match action. UEFA Champions League quarterfinals second leg. Wednesday, April 17th, 2024, 4 p.m. Allianz Arena, Bayern Munich 1, Kimmich 63, assist Guerrero, Arsenal 0. Bayern Munich win 3-2 on aggregate. Key moments. 31 minutes, Martinelli has a low shot saved. 47 minutes, Goretzka hits the woodwork with a leaping header. 63 minutes, Kimmich puts the hosts ahead with a powerful header. 88 minutes, Odegaard shoots just wide from inside the area. Match facts. This is the first time we have lost consecutive games without scoring since the end of last season. Jorginho made his 50th appearance for us. We have played 30 Champions League matches against German opposition, more than against any other nation. Quotes, Declan Rice, "We're gutted, we're distraught really. It's just difficult to put into words because obviously over the course of the two legs, we had a great chance to go 2-0 up in the first game. We then had an uphill task because we went behind 2-1. We managed to bring it back to 2-2. We come here after Sunday, you know, feeling refreshed, feeling ready. You see a reaction in the first half especially. We played with confidence, just lacking that cutting edge." Match stats. Expected goals, Bayern Munich 1.33, Arsenal 0.39. Shots, Bayern Munich 15, Arsenal 8. Shots on target, Bayern Munich 3, Arsenal 3. Hit woodwork, Bayern Munich 2, Arsenal 0. Possession, Bayern Munich 51%, Arsenal 49%. Completed passes, Bayern Munich 416, Arsenal 407. Corners, Bayern Munich 8, Arsenal 3. Tackles won, Bayern Munich 13, Arsenal 10. Offsides, Bayern Munich 1, Arsenal 3. Yellow cards, Bayern Munich 2, Arsenal 2. Red cards, Bayern Munich 0, Arsenal 0.
Teams. For Arsenal, manager Mikel Arteta. Shirt, red with white sleeves. Shorts, white. Socks, white. 1. Aaron Ramsdale, goalkeeper. 2. William Saliba. 4. Ben White. 5. Thomas Partey. 6. Gabriel Magalhães. 7. Bukayo Saka. 8. Martin Odegaard. 9. Gabriel Jesus. 10. Emile Smith-Rowe. 11. Gabriel Martinelli. 12. Jurrien Timber. 14. Eddie Nketiah. 15. Jacob Kiwior. 17. Cedric Soares. 18. Takehiro Tomiyasu. 19. Leandro Trossard. 20. Jorginho. 21. Fabio Vieira. 22. David Raya, goalkeeper. 24. Reece Nelson. 25. Mohamed Elneny. 29. Kai Havertz. 31. Carl Hein, goalkeeper. 35. Oleksandr Zinchenko. 41. Declan Rice. 63. Ethan Nwaneri. For Chelsea, manager Maurizio Pochettino. Shirts blue. Shorts blue. Socks blue. 1. Robert Sanchez, goalkeeper. 2. Axel Disasi. 3. Mark Cucurella. 5. Benoit Badiashile. 6. Thiago Silva. 7. Raheem Sterling. 8. Enzo Fernandez. 10. Mikhailo Mudrić. 11. Noni Madueke. 13. Marcus Bettinelli, goalkeeper. 14. Trevor Chaloba. 15. Nicholas Jackson. 16. Chimanua Ugochukwu. 17. Kani Chukwumaker. 18. Christopher Nkuku. 20. Cole Palmer. 21. Ben Chilwell. 23. Conor Gallagher. 24. Reece James. 25. Moise Caicedo. 26. Levi Colwill. 27. Malo Gusto. 28. Georgi Petrovic, goalkeeper. 31. Cesare Casadel. 33. Wesley Fofana. 36. David Washington. 42. Alfie Gilchrist. 43. Diego Moreira. 45. Romeo Lavia. 49. Jimmy Tautianin. 54. Leo Castledean. Tonight's referee, Simon Hooper. Assistant referees, Adrian Holmes, Simon Long. Fourth official, Graham Scott. VAR official, Peter Banks. Additional VAR official, Simon Bennett. No room for racism. The Arsenal Foundation, helping young people fulfil their potential through education and sport.
Emirates, Arsenal official partner. Travel with peace of mind. Fly better. Premier League, Premier League, Premier League. The greatest show on earth. Greatest show on earth. Sky Sports. Sky Sports. Sky Sports.
No room for racism anywhere. Arsenal and the rest of the Premier League will not tolerate racism anywhere, and we are taking action to combat all forms of discrimination. But we can all do more. Challenge it, report it, change it, and together we can make a positive impact. Visit PremierLeague.com/no room for racism to find out more. Hashtag no room for racism. Challenge it, report it, change it. Premier League, Arsenal.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.